זה תוכל לחנוכה, I would like to start with very interesting insight about חנוכה and see how this is relevant for us in our daily life and obviously also who are you. פרשת אמור, have other name, פרשת המועדות. The Torah teach us about all the holidays. The Torah start with Pesach and obviously finish with Sukkot. Immediately after the Torah finish with Sukkot, in the third paragraph, בסוכות ישבו שבעת ימים, etc. וידבר משה את מועדי השם אל בני ישראל. Immediately after, פסוק א' ב', וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, צב את בני ישראל ויקחו אליך שמן זית זך, קטית למאור, להעלות נר תמיד. The Torah immediately after teach us דיני הדלקת המנורה. In many ראשונים, understand if the Torah connect דיני הדלקת המנורה to סוכות, some connection between חנוכה and סוכות. And what's the connection? חנוכה is 8 days, סוכות, including שמיני עצרת, is also 8 days. Every day in סוכות we say הלל השלם, in חנוכה every day we say full הלל. We build the סוכה outside, we light the candle outside. סוכה above 20 אמה, people cannot sit in the סוכה, it's possible. נר חנוכה, if we light above 20 אמה, also we not יוצא זה מצווה. As we see many הלכות how סוכות and חנוכה similar to each other. My first question is, what is the inside connection between these two holidays? Moreover, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, the famous Gemara, what everyone know in paragraph 5, how many candles we light every day, Tanur Rabbanan, Mitzvat Chanukah Neri Shubeito, Meadrin, one candle for everyone, Meadrin Min HaMeadrin, Bet Shammai Omrim, Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona, Mikan Vaelach Pochet Veolech, Bet Hillel Omrim, Yom Rishon Madlik Achat, Mikan Vaelach Mosif Veolech. The famous argument between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, how many candles we start in the first day, from 8 to 1 or from 1 to 8. This argument take place 100 years after the Hashmonaim arrive in Beit HaMikdash. And my second question is, how Am Yisrael celebrate? How we celebrate Chanukah in the first 100 years? From the time when Hashmonaim arrive until Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Because the first halacha, what we learn about Chanukah, take place 100 years after. What we do in the first 100 years? To answer these two questions. And obviously to see how it's relevant for us, we'll start in this way. The Maharal teach us something very interesting. Three times in all the Torah, three times in all the Torah, only three times, we find Emunah belong to Klal Israel. We find many times Emunah when we talk about specifically people, Avraham Avinu, Emin Ba'ashem, but about our nation, only three times we find the word Emunah. First time, when Moshe Rabbeinu arrived in Egypt, and he tell us, soon HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out, the reaction of Am Yisrael is, Vayamin Am. Second time, Kriyat Yam Suf, Vayaminu Ba'ashem, ובמשה עבדו. Third time, before קבלת התורה, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to משה רבינו, וגם בך יאמינו לעולם. עם ישראל will believe you for good forever. What you teach them is not your Torah, is not something what you bring them. You bring them what I tell you to give them. And the Maharal is in the sixth paragraph. In fact, there's only a few words in the Maharal. שלושה פעמים נאמר ויאמינו. First, כאשר בא משה לגאול אותם, ויאמן העם, כי פקד השם את עמו. Second time, קריאת ים סוף, ויאמינו בהשם ובמשה עבדו. Third time, הר סיני, הנה אנוכי בא אליך באב הענן, למען ישמע בדוברי עמך, וגם בך יאמינו לעולם. These three אמונות is very important אמונות. First, when עם ישראל gets a good news, הקדוש ברוך הוא go to take us out from Egypt, ויאמן העם, what kind of אמונה? הקדוש ברוך הוא, look of us, he never forget about us, אמונה בהשגחה פרטית. ויאמינו בהשם ובמשה עבדו אף תקריאת ים סוף. All זה big miracle. אמונה אין עוד מלבדו. God runs the show from A to Z. Third, אמונה, וגם בך יאמינו לעולם, what השם say to משה רבינו, what kind of אמונה? תורה מן השמיים. All these three אמונות take place in three holidays. פסח, שבועות and סוכות. פסח, יציאת מצרים, including קריאת ים סוף. All the big miracles what we have all the time, one after the other, represent the אמונה, אין עוד מלבדו. God do what he want. Change the nature, split the sea, everything in his hand. This is the reason why the night of Pesach is Leila Seder, because we need to organize all the miracles, so many. Shavuot is אמונה, תורה מן השמיים. אז בואו חוגיב הזה תורה. And סוכות represent אמונה בהשגחה פרטית. Because we who care about every one of us in the desert 40 years, give us exactly what we need day by day. These three holidays, what represent these three emunot, from this reason have special name. Regalim. Gimel regalim. Why regalim? Because this is the legs of Jewish life. One, Kodesh Baruch Hu do everything, eno milvado. Two, Torah min ha-shamayim. Third, Hashgacha pratit. He watch us, he look of us, he know exactly what we do. Interesting. When Bilam drives a donkey and she pushes him to the wall and he hates his donkey, what she opens the mouth and what she say to him? Lama ze ikitani ze shalosh regalim. In Hebrew, she need to say to him, Lama ze ikitani ze shalosh pe'amim. Why shalosh regalim? Why shalosh regalim? She said to him, you start with nation what believe en od milvado תורה מן השמיים, אין השגחה פרטית. No way for you to succeed. No way. Now, these three holidays, what represent these three אמונות, is the holidays מדאורייתא. But, we have other two holidays מדרבנן. פורים and חנוכה. פורים, what happened in פורים? The big miracle is the last moment ונהפוך הוא. Represent אמונה. אין עוד מלבדו. And Purim, we accept the Torah again. Adur Kibluah. Is Purim parallel to Pesach and Shavuot. Chanukah, what happened in Chanukah? Masarta רבים ביד מעטים. Group of 12 children of Yohanan Kohen Gadol. Stay against all the Greek. This is אמונה בהשגחה פרטית. קדוש ברוך הוא watch us and help us to succeed against the Rome, against the Greek. Is the inside connection between Chanukah and Sukkot, we celebrate holiday, what this holiday represent, Hashgacha Pratit. This is the unique about Chanukah and Sukkot. Now, when we arrive back to Yerushalayim, in time of the Hashmonaim, the first king was Ordus. Ordus, he would like also to in charge the Keuna. He understands the way to do this, to marry one of the girls from Mishpachat Achashmonaim. And he marry to Miriam Achashmonait. After he marry Miriam Achashmonait, he kill all the family of Beit David. All the family of the Achashmonaim. Except his brother-in-law, Aristobulus. Young boy, 17 years old, he keep him alive, and he make him Kohen Gadol. The first time when he started to serve Hashem in Beit HaMikdash was in Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, Beis HaMikdash is full with people. Everybody watch him. Everybody sees, look exactly how his grandfather look. Everybody excited about him because everybody know only he survived from all the family of the Chashmonaim. But the people of Ordus, immediately after Yom Kippur, ran to Ordus and said to him, listen, this young boy, 17 years old, no question, a few years, he go to lead Am Israel. Our advice for you, do exactly what you do to all the family of the Chashmonaim, do also to him. He's meant to kill him. Ordus accepts the advice. Sukkot take place a few days after. One of his palace was in Yericho. He make a nice party. In his backyard, he have a nice swimming pool. And it was very, very hot day. and Ordus and Aristobulus, the king and the Kohen Gadol, walk together. They walk together and they talk to each other. In the middle of the conversation, Ordus say to Aristobulus, Ordus say to him, listen, it's very hot day. Jump to the swimming pool. Jump to the pool. Feel a little bit cool. And he say, no, not now. Maybe next time. Not now. And what happened? He does this again and again. He talk to him. He cannot say to him, no. He jump inside. The people of Ordus wait for him in the swimming pool, pull him down, and what happened? After a minute, he died. Everybody know exactly what happened. Who killed him? Immediately after this happened, come Ordus and announce no more celebration of Hanukkah in Jerusalem. In the first 100 years, the way our Am Israel celebrate Hanukkah, only in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, in Beit HaMikdash, if somebody would like to celebrate this holiday, we travel to Jerusalem, we celebrate. Come Ordus and say, finish. No more Hanukkah. Because he would like to uproot all this holiday. What every time people remember the Hashmonaim. Immediately when this happened, come Hillel HaZaken and say, we're not need to worry. We take all this celebration from Yerushalayim, from Beit HaMikdash, to our small Beit HaMikdash, to our Jewish home. And 100 years after, Am Yisrael start to celebrate Hanukkah, where? In the every Jewish home. And we start to light the candles. Ner Ishu Beito. Every single member in the family, or the father light for everyone, or everyone light is Hanukkiah. Why? To show we continue to celebrate this holiday of Ashgacha Pratit in the Jewish home. Publicly, we also celebrate this holiday in Beit HaMikdash. Where? When? In Sukkot. 8 days Sukkot, 8 days Hanukkah, and in Simchat Beit HaShoeva. Very interesting. In Simchat Beit HaShoeva, the Gemara tells us in paragraph 8 about Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, what there was a Nasi Israel, when he celebrates Simchat Beit HaShoeva, he takes 8 fires in his hand and he threw up. He threw one and he catch the other one. Why 8? To show to Am Israel, we celebrate also what? The holiday of Hanukkah. And Hillel, in the middle of celebration, say to everyone, Im ani kan, akol kan. If I'm here, everybody, what is me? Hillel was a very humble person. Hillel would like to motivate the idea, the feeling of everyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu need every one of us. Everyone is important. Everyone is unique. Im ani kan ato akol kan, im ata kan akol kan, im at kan akol kan. This is what he say again and again, and this is the way I will celebrate after 100 years. But in the first 100 years, the celebration of Hanukkah take place where? Everyone, if you would like to celebrate, only in Yerushalayim. You know, today, many years, the holiday of Hanukkah, also the goyim have the holidays what they have. And you go to Manhattan, downtown Manhattan, you see all the trees, all the houses with light. It's look beautiful, it's look great. And you see one Hanukkah candle in one of the window up and down all the time, compared to all the light to see on the trees. Look very shvach. But everybody knows when we have blackout, yes? Everything is stopped except Ner Hanukkah. We'll still give light. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to us blackout will take place. The Pasuk say black and white. Hine ha-choshech yichase eretz ve'arafel le'umim ve'alayich yizrach Hashem. Is Hanukkah a celebration of Hashgacha Pratit? My question is, how we can bring this feeling to our daily life? How we really can feel in our daily life? Because Baruch Hu watch us, He listen to us, and He know exactly what we do. The answer is follow. We need to have right perspective. And to get right perspective in the life, we need to remember all the time, when we see about every situation what happened, we don't see only with the physical eyes. Chazal teach us, also we have eyes in our heart. Shlomo HaMelech say many times in Mishlei, he say also in Kohelet, Velibi Ra'a. Velibi Ra'a. We have also eyes in our brain. Roe ani et varecha, we say Chazal many times. Somebody talk to us in English, we say to him many times, I see. I never see anything. I understand. Why we use the word I see? Because also we have eyes in our brain. In the moment, when we know to coordinate between the eyes, what we have, physical eyes, and the eyes what we have in our heart, and the eyes what we have in our brain, this helps us to have and to get the right perspective. Interesting. When we come to light Hanukkah candles, first night, how many brachot we say? 3. First bracha, להדליק נר של חנוכה. להדליק נר של חנוכה, physically, with our eyes, we see the candle. Second bracha, שעשה ניסים. שעשה ניסים, if somebody had miracle, his heart feel great. He appreciates a miracle. He really look on the situation with the eyes, what he have in his heart. And the third bracha, שהחיינו. What שהחיינו? וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה. What is Hanukkah? Hanukkah is not holiday. Hanukkah is completely normal day. We arrive evening, we light candle. Big deal. What is so important? What we say שהחיינו? It's not Yom Tov. We're not buying new sword. What do we need to say שהחיינו? What is unique about Hanukkah? What we say שהחיינו? With the physical eyes, it's look regular day. But when we have, and we look with the eyes what we have in our brain, we understand the big miracles what happened. And when we win against the Greek, how this affect us for good forever, until the end of the days, is we can say about these days, שהחיינו. It's all these three brachot, what we say in the first night, these three brachot is similar to the three ways of how we look of different situations. How we get the right perspective. This is the unique about our eyes. One time I spent the Suda Purim with Natan Shiransky. I said to him, Reb Natan, nu, now Purim, nichnas yayin, yatsa sod. Tell me the secret of your life. How you survive so many years in Siberia? What helped you to stay normal? He said, you may give your answer on the spot. I never spent one day in Siberia. I never spent one day in Siberia. He stayed for sure. But the way how he look of the situation, what he stay, he is in the right way, and he don't give them to try to do what they really would like. He coordinate between the physical eyes, the heart, the eyes in the heart, and the eyes in the brain. Because we need to remember, we can take from everyone almost everything. Almost everything. Not to eat, not to sleep, not to get freedom. One thing we never, no one in this world can take from anyone how to look of different situations, what happened to us, or what happened around us. This is only in our hand. We decide how to look at different situations. Something else unique about our eyes, you remember the wife of Lot, when she turned the face, she not only died on the spot, all the body changed to salt. Why God need to make double miracle? She's not only die, also the body changed to salt, because she looked on Sdom. And this is exactly what happened to people in Sdom. The Torah come and teach me, any place what I look, this is exactly the place what I stay. Our eyes take us to the place what we look. And this is unique about our eyes. Hanukkah, this is the holiday of Re'iyah. Holiday of right perspective. 12 Hashmonaim fight against so many Greek. No way to win. Why is the goal to this war? Why? Because they don't look at the situation only with the physical eyes. They look at the situation also with the spirituality eyes, also with the eyes in the brain. In this moment, they understand they're not on the show. HaKadosh Baruch Hu walk with them. And this is the unique about this special holiday Hanukkah. And we stay now very close to Hanukkah. And you take this great opportunity to come to look the yeshiva and what's going in the yeshiva. One of the uniqueness about the yeshiva is to try how much we can to give the right perspective to the students. To give the right balance, to make everyone ready to deal with many challenges that everyone have in his life. And this is between 18 to 23, 24, this is years what every one of us really builds a foundation, the deep foundation of right perspective. We mature enough, we ready to accept, to understand, to ask what we need to ask, to learn, to know what is right, to know what is not right, and this is a great time to build right personality. And when we build this personality in the environment of yeshiva, this is something very special. This is something very unique. You know, I'm sure some of you learn in a yeshivot when you're young. I'm sure 20 years from now, 15 years from now, if you will come with your children, or you come with your friend, to the yeshiva what you learn, or yeshiva what you're going to learn, and you walk into Beit HaMidrash, you will say to the person who walks with you, you see, in this place, I sit in Seder Boker. In this place, I learn in the night. This is what my place when I daven. No one asks anyone, before you finish the yeshiva, don't forget, in the morning, in the years what you learn, you sit in this place. In the night, you sit in the other place. You daven, nobody asks this for anyone. It's why it's so necessary for me to mention this. Why? Because yeshiva give environment. Give right environment and we build right perspective. We take this with us for the life. This is the key later to raise kvod shamayim. This is the key to succeed. This is the key to enjoy from the life and to have the right priority. And this is the unique when we growing in environment of yeshiva. Because this is the years. Tomorrow, everyone start to work in this field. Everyone start to learn and to work and be people busy in the daily life. But what we take in this years, and also next year when a lot of your children go to Eretz Israel, Bezat Hashem, everyone need to pick the right yeshiva, what you feel is good for your son, and what place what he really can grow in, and to get the maximum. I give you one tip, what is very important to know, very important, if every one of your children in Eretz Israel can learn with Chavruta Mevugar, not only Ir Shana Bet, if the yeshiva have Koilel, or the yeshiva have old students, very, very important, this build a lot. What happened in the year in Israel? Why when students return back after year or two in Israel? They're really growing nicely, and the parents very impressed about the children, because they're growing in important environment. They stay in the environment of yeshiva, in Eretz Israel, and this build, this help. To continue this environment, this what our yeshiva try to bring to everyone, to get this, and when we have this with us, this is something what no one can take from us. This is something what we take with us day by day and we make the right decisions. And this is the holiday of Hanukkah. When we come to celebrate this special holiday, very, very important. If you have a minute or two every night of Hanukkah, all the Sfarim talk about this, to look on the candles. Look on the candles for a minute. See what's going from this Hanukkah to next Hanukkah in your house, in your family. This is something what Chazal comes and tells us, the light of the candles give us back light, or a chozer, what going with us and open for us many places, many right perspective in our daily life from Hanukkah to Hanukkah. And if we take this aspect of Hanukkah, the celebration of Hanukkah, Chag Shel Abayit HaYehudi, Chag Shel Ima, Miriam HaChashmonait, Yehudit HaChashmonait, how she killed the king by himself, and this make this motivate all the Hashmonaim to fight against the Greek. Hanukkah is the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch about Hanukkah. Ve'nahagu anashim shelo la'asot melacha. We start with women because Hanukkah, this is a Jewish home, a bayit ha-Yehudi, ikaro shel bayit. And this what Chazal come and teach us. If we take this kind of perspective, it's Be'ezrat Hashem, we'bezoche, tu'elat bracha, tu'elat simcha, and every time we will do everything in our life with the right perspective. And in Mircha Hashem, בזו השנה, ובזוכה to עין בעין יראו בשוב השם ציון. Thank you very much.